Your self-image is what determines what you attract, what you receive, heck, what you get out of life. And on this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, I gotta tell you, you better thank my cameraman, Isaac, because he's being very generous with you guys. We're actually gonna be giving you the entire first session of Relentless last year. We talked about self-image. Quite frankly, it was the one that we got the most comments on. Most people had the greatest aha moment from that session alone. And I'm actually happy to be sharing it with you because I think you're gonna have a major, major breakthrough from it. But also, I wanna remind you guys, Relentless is just 2 weeks away. Get your tickets now. Relentlessevent.com. It's a life-changing event. I'm confident you're going to get a taste of that here in this session right now. Enjoy. The foundation of it all is something called self-image. Self-image. That's what we're gonna talk about today, self-image. Isaac, just be aware, I like to hop around. So what is self-image? Self-image is essentially the way you see yourself. Write that down, the way you see yourself, okay? If we cannot leave this room and at least help you understand that there is a healthier way to see yourself, it's gonna be pretty difficult to get you to do the things that you need to do that we're gonna teach you tomorrow. Shannon, you're breaking through big time in this, right? Big time in this. Watch this. Shannon, how much did you make last year? 10,000 bucks. And did you try to make those 10,000 bucks? Like you worked for that? Kind of, sort of? Okay, what are you on track to make this year? You've already made 60 so far, half the year. So 120. Give her a fucking round of applause. Yeah. Now let's talk about this for a second, yeah? Omar, that makes you proud. Like I say, I love Omar. Omar is like a cheerleader of all humans, right? That makes me proud just to be a part of something like this where we could say we impact people in that way. How do you go from 10 grand, Jack, to 120? Like what return, like what percentage of increase is that? What's the number? I don't know details, so somebody help me. Some of you smart people. Is that like 1,000%? It's a lot of percent. Everybody say a lot. Who wants a lot of percent growth? Yeah, yeah. Well, look, one of the things, yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things we had to work on with Shannon was self-image. Self-image. We didn't realize, we uncovered, really at Vision, Vision was a big moment for you. We uncovered that, can I just share a little bit, just a little bit, yeah? We uncovered that the way Shannon's mom saw herself impacted the way Shannon saw herself. The way Shannon's mom, who remembers that at Vision? Who was there at Vision, right? The way Shannon's mom handled money impacted the way Shannon handled money. What mom did with her money impacted what Shannon did. Shannon was one of these. My money. Yes or no? And then all of a sudden, when mentally, when we started to uncover all of the junk, all of the lies, all of the doubt that was quite honestly given to her, really without choice, she learned it as a little girl. Some of you guys learned your stuff as a little boy or a little girl. And we got to uncover that, right? Because it affects the way you see yourself. It affects the way you see your potential on this planet. Self-image determines what you do. Write that down. What you do. The intensity in which you do it. And what you receive in life. Self-image determines what you do. The intensity in which you do it, and what you receive in life. Point blank. Point blank. And some of you are going, well, hold on, Danny. What you're saying is that if my self-image isn't healthy, then I'm not receiving what I should be receiving. Yes, bingo. That's what I'm saying. It all starts with this. It all starts with how you see yourself. I can remember as a real estate agent, true story, first year in the business, I walked into the broker's office. Broker's name is Jerry Stapp from Rancho Cucamonga. You guys know Jerry Stapp? Some of you might know Jerry. He's an awesome guy. I walk in the office and I knock on his door. And he goes, hey, buddy, what's up? You know, little old me. I think I was 19 or whatever. I go, hey, Jerry. So I got a question for you. He goes, yeah, sure. I go, so who's the number one guy or girl here? Who's the number one? That guy. I don't even remember what that guy's name was, but that guy. What was his name? I don't know. I go, okay, great. And how many deals does he close? He goes, oh, he closes 30 every year. I go, oh, okay, cool, 30. All right, good. And how long has he been doing this? He says, oh, man, look, you know, he's been doing this 15 years or so. 15? Okay. All right, cool. Jerry, I'll tell you what. He says, what's that? I go, I'm going to be number one this year. He goes, no, but you're just getting started. You can't, that's like, you can't really do that. No, I'm going to be number one. And as a matter of fact, not only am I going to be number one, but if I become number one, I want that office behind me. Can I get that office behind me if I become number one? He goes, well, look, little buddy, why don't we focus on like 10? Let's just get 10. You see, my self-image didn't allow me to waste my time on 10. It didn't allow it. I had a mission. I had to buy my mom a house. By the time I was 21, no one was going to do it for me. So 10, I can't play with 10. What the hell is 10 going to do? 10, I'll buy my mom a house maybe when I'm 35. I need 30 now. Sure enough, I didn't hit the 30. I hit like 28. And then the next year, I did what I did, and the rest is history. How healthy is your self-image? Ask yourself that. How healthy is your self-image? When we opened Intero, I'll never forget, I called Gino Blafari. Gino Blafari, hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, what's up, man? Hey, listen, you don't know me. My name is Danny. I'm going to fly up there next week. I'm going to sign a contract. And within 36 months, I'll be the number one franchise owner in the entire company. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have zero money, so I might need you to like just put aside the financial application. Just. Thirty-six months later, what do you think happened? Number one. Question. Be honest with yourself, please. On a scale of 1 to 10, be honest. Be honest. If let's just use that as an example of 10, shall we? Just as an example of 10. Be honest. On a scale of 1 to 10, write down the word self-image and grade yourself right now. How healthy is your self-image? Just, you got to be honest, people. Are we here to grow? Yes or no? Are we here to grow? Yes or no? Then you got to be honest. You got to be honest, right? Shane, we work on this every week. If I could just train Shane, Shane goes, I had a great week, but all of this is fucked up. Yeah, but who cares about that? Just focus on this right here, right? Share with your partner real fast. How healthy is your what number did you give yourself? Share with your partner real fast. Don't be, it's okay, it's all good. Everybody's messed up in here. We're all messed up. We're all growing. We're all learning. Okay, all right. Who can be honest here? Raise your hands. Raise your hands if you could use a little growth in the whole self-image department. Raise your hands. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All my friends know, all I try to do is push them and push them and push them and push them and push them. Because I get it, guys. Self-image determines what you do, the intensity in which you do it, and literally what you receive in life. Next point, self-image influences your level of faith, and faith determines your level of risk. I'm going to talk to you about this for a second. Self-image influences your level of faith, and faith determines your level of risk. You know how much risk this was? Oh my God. Oh my God. This is a lot of risk. But I didn't think about it as risk. I didn't think about it one time. It was purely driven by faith and by vision. That's it. That's it. I didn't think about it once. I mean, if you really think about it, if you really think about it, guys, and if you've been looking and seeing who's been following us on social media for at least 5 years, 5 years at least, everybody's, you guys know what's up, right? You guys have seen the growth of the company. You're now seeing the growth of this. Like, you could pretty much envision the trajectory of what this is about to become. Yes or no? It's kind of like it's a no-brainer. It's kind of like it already happened type of deal, right? Why does that happen? Because of faith. Faith determines your level of risk. Think about your business right now and think about how much risk you're willing to take. Think about how long you've been thinking about hiring that assistant. That's a $35,000 to $40,000 a year risk. This was a $500,000 to $1 million risk in one shot, not for the year. But you know how you get comfortable with that kind of a risk? By stop playing the games you play in your head with the $30,000 to $40,000 risk. And you know the only reason you play those games? Quite frankly, because I gotta punch you in the mouth with it. It's a lack of faith. It's a lack of faith. No, Danny, but you don't understand. No, bullshit. It's a lack of faith. And where does the lack of faith come from? From a self-image. So if we could fix the self-image, then we can fix the faith. And if we fix the faith, then we fix the risk. And if we fix the risk, we fix the reward. You should probably write that one down. That's going to be an Instagram quote, Isaac. That's a good one, okay? Can I prove it to you? Say yes. I'm going to show you some pictures. Everybody take a deep breath. Because on the last picture, half of you are going to get pissed off. But I got to do it. I got to do it. You guys ready? Muhammad Ali. Do you know when he said that? He's famous for saying this, isn't he? He's famous for saying these words, right? What did he say? Do you know when he said this? He was like 21 years old. 21 years old talking about, I am the greatest. And he said it with how, like if he knew, right? Think about that, 21 years old. Now, do we think of him as the greatest, yes or no? We absolutely did, we absolutely do. But what happened first? He first had to declare it. How was his self-image, scale of 1 to 10? It was like a 79, right? You know what I'm saying? Like the guy was unstoppable in his head. How about Steve Jobs? I love this man. I absolutely love this man. He said, I want to put a ding in the universe. Who thinks about it that way? Who thinks about it that way? And I got to challenge you to be perfectly honest with you. Here's what we do as human beings. Wherever you are, please hear me. Here's what we think and here's what stops us. You think, oh yeah, but that's what he does, Apple. I'm in real estate. Or I'm in insurance, or I'm in online marketing. Do you realize you could put a ding in the universe in whatever it is that you're doing? That's all dependent on how you perceive it. There's no one stopping you but you. I remember as a real estate salesperson, I used to think that. I used to think, man, I'm here to change lives. I mean, I used to literally like pray with people in my car, and I would impact people's lives through my job of selling real estate because I thought like that. Steve Jobs wasn't around. He hadn't said those words yet, but I thought that way. Do you have the freedom and the power to choose to think that way? Yes or no? Yes or no? You can, or you can think, fuck, man, I got to pay my bills this month. That's on you. That's completely on you. The next one, Oprah. Whew. Powerful. When you undervalue what you do, the world will undervalue who you are. Don't ever say, oh yeah, but A-Rod has 55,000 units because he's a baseball player. Don't ever do that. Don't ever say, oh yeah, well, Steve Jobs put a dent in the universe because of Apple. I'm just this. Don't ever do that, people. Don't ever do that. Value what you do. Value what you do. And the last one, and I'm going to prove it to you, and some of you are going to hate me for it. But I got to do it. I got to do it because I got to show you the lesson. You guys are ready? This is prime example of a delusional self-image. You guys know what's coming. Okay, don't run out of the room. Let me explain. You know that this is what that man's father taught him? He said, the genes of a superior woman and a superior man make superior offspring. Do you realize, guys, listen to this. I just please pay attention. Do you realize that when he was a little boy, he thought to himself, Trumps have superior genes? That is the most asinine shit I have ever heard in my life. Have you ever seen that man? I mean, look at that hair. That is terrible hair genes. Like, picture him naked right now. Like, that is terrible, terrible genes, right? Look at the fit. This is terrible genes. But does it matter? You know what matters? He believed it. He believed it. Dad was playing small in small level apartments in Brooklyn. And what did he do? No. If Trumps really have superior genes, then guess what? We belong with the big boys. We belong in the front of the room. We belong in Manhattan. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question. Does self-image determine what you receive in life? It 100% does. It 100% does. He believed it so much that he convinced people, the taxpayers of New York City, to forgive him of hundreds of millions of dollars of tax burdens. And then he believed it so much, he became the president of the United States. Now, you may not like him. You may be mad at him. Can I challenge you with something? Be mad at yourself. Be mad at yourself that you're not the president. Oh, no, but Danny, that's not possible. Bullshit, I'll probably end up being the president. No, I'm just being honest with you. I'll probably. I mean, I've thought about it. The question is, why don't you think that big? Why don't you think that big? And then when someone comes around that does, you get mad at them. No, get mad at yourself. Get mad at yourself because you're trapped and you're not thinking as big as is possible for you. Because there was nothing stopping us, guys. Absolutely nothing stopping us. This is the way I see life. I want you to draw a little picture of a warm apple pie. A warm apple pie. And the most important question you have to answer in life, right? Because life is like a warm apple pie. Think about it. Think about it. The most important question you will ever have to answer in life. The most important question you have to answer right now. The most important question you will have to answer for the next 3 days. The most important question you have to answer from now till the end of the year. The most important question you will have to answer January of 2019. The most important question you will have to answer for the next 10 years is this one. Please, because some of you avoid this one. How much of the damn pie do you want to carve out for your family? That's something you got to answer. Because there ain't nobody stopping you. There ain't nobody stopping you. You got to take a look at that. And you got to take a look at what you're expecting. You got to take a look at what you're demanding. You got to take a look at how much of the pie you want for you and your family. Because no one is stopping you from eating as much of it as possible. No one is stopping you at all. Who'd like to make $1 million a year? Raise your hands. Keep your hands raised real fast, because I feel that that's a physical declaration. Can I tell you the only thing stopping you from making $1 million a year is the fact that you think that's a big deal. That's it? No, Danny, but how? No, you don't understand. The how is the easy part. The how is the easy part. The difficult part is that, is our psychological attachment to a number. That's the battle you got to learn to start battling. You got to start learning to battle that battle. You got to start learning to ask yourself those questions. Why am I wired in a way to think that that's such a big deal? Where did that come from? Who gave me that? Okay, now that I'm in control, what do I really think? Where is there proof that other people can do it? And heck, maybe if I can't start at $1 million, why don't I shoot for $250,000 or $500,000 or $750,000 or $100,000? But damn it, I believe I want that much of the pie. Because if other families deserve it, this is a driving principle for me. If other families deserve it, mine deserves it. If other people can get it, I can get it. And you see, when you start thinking like that, people, here's what starts happening. You start defending and protecting your energy. Write that down. Defending and protecting your energy. People, when you're just trying to pay bills, guess what happens? Your energy is free for anyone that wants it. And here's what you got to realize, guys. Where your energy goes, your focus goes. Where your energy goes, your focus goes. Elias, what did you make last year? Over three? What will you make this year? About a million. Give him a round of applause, please. Elias took a leap of faith, hired me as his coach, joined our leverage mastermind. His life has changed forever. His life has changed forever. And what he won't tell you is he is now working on multiple projects that he should probably do 2 million next year. He should probably do 2 million. By the way, he also lost 100 and something pounds. Yeah, give him a round of applause. But you see, where your energy goes, your focus goes. Where your focus goes, your results go. See, Shannon was so worried about focusing about the things that she had learned about keeping on money, Pedro, about holding it tight, so forth and so on. Guess what? That's where her results went. 10 grand a year. Some of you, look, you know I love you, so I get back to you right away. And you ask me questions on Instagram, like, what to take? What to take? There you go, right here. We're talking truth this morning. We're talking life-changing truth. And I'm going to show you a couple of examples. Number one is problem files. Problem files. Do you realize that as the broker owner of Intero Real Estate Services, by the way, we just made the Inc. 5000 list again. So it's like our... So we made the Inc. 5000 list, and then we make the Inc. 500 list. And then 1 year, someone forgot to turn in the application. So let's not talk about that year. So we would have made it though. And then this is the fourth year. So I'm counting it as 4 years. This is our fourth year that we've made it. I'm very, very, very proud of that because it started with, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because it started with just a vision of like doing this, but for our agents, right? Well, I just want to give you a little understanding because some of you guys, who's in real estate? Raise your hands. Real estate sales? Okay, there's a lot of you. Oh, shit, there's a lot of you. Okay, cool. Some of you that are in real estate sales, the way that you handle your business is the exact reason why your business is not growing. You spend too much time and energy on problem files. As a matter of fact, you look for problem files because it makes you feel busy. And if you feel busy, it makes you feel valuable. Some of you, quite honestly, you create drama to feel like the hero. Stop being the damn hero to the client. Go be a damn hero to your kids. Go make real money. Real money. And you know how to do that? Stop giving your energy to problem files. The best of the best, find out what's wrong and handle it. Tim and Deborah Galley, best of the best. Best title reps literally in the country. Literally in for First American. Right? Whenever there's a problem, yeah, give them a round of applause. I can appreciate the fact that whenever there's a problem, there's no drama. There's just boom, boom, boom. 5 minutes later, it got handled. I brought all of this up because you guys got to realize some people ask me all the time, how do you do it? 4,000 sales a year, 100 investments a year with your partner, Eddie, Empire University, the seminars. How do you do it? Can I tell you the little secret? I just don't give my energy away. I just give my energy to what deserves my energy. And that is only things that help me grow, because if I grow, everyone else around me grows. So I get this all the time, voice messages. I must speak to you. That immediately, you know what I do? I just delete it. I just delete it. If ever I see my name in an email from another agent, you have to read this. This is so important. Your agent, I just delete it. Some of you just got offended that I said that. Just being honest with you. Or I'll forward it to somebody. But by the time it gets to me, Lauren has already checked it. She forwarded it to the right leader, so forth and so on. 4,000 files a year, and I maybe get involved in half of one a year. Some of you have 10 files. And every fucking file is a nightmare. Can I tell you why? Because that's how you like it. Because it validates your story for the income you're not earning. You want to double and triple your business? Raise your hands. We could shut the seminar down. You realize we don't really need Ed and A-Rod. This is just filler stuff, right? The best speaker is here right now. You know. Honest to God. You take that and you listen to it over and over and over again. Stop giving your energy away to things that have you hooked because there's a check behind it. Stop that. Do what you gotta do. Handle it. Fix it. Respect it. Maybe delegate it to somebody who's better at that than you are. But move on. Protect and defend your energy. Protect and defend your energy. Protect and defend your energy. Number two, you got to learn to be a fan of your own team. You got to learn to be a fan of your own team. Eddie, Uriel, my good friends, they always laugh at me because I'm a bandwagon fan. I really am. I really, really am. I'm considering becoming a Laker fan right now because of LeBron, but I don't know. It's just not my thing. I'm a fan of the Yankees. I'm the fan of the Yankees because the Yankees are winners. I despise, hate the Dodgers. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I just can't. I can't handle it. I'm sorry. But here's what I'm getting at, guys. How many of you can admit that sometimes we pour so much energy into a team? Be a fan of your own team. You know who your team is? You know who my team is? Morel. That's my team. You know what my team is? Intero, that's my team. You know what my team is? Empire, that's my team. All the other teams, yeah, that's cool and everything, but you'll never see me like that. You ain't never gonna see me like that. And you know what the trippy thing is? I want you to think of some of the most successful people you know. It's true for all of them, isn't it? Just really think about it. Like, don't get me wrong, they'll go enjoy a good ball game and stuff, right? But they're not the type that, like, opening day, I gotta be there. No, opening day, they're kicking ass. They'll go hang out, they'll go have a beer, they'll go enjoy. Of course, there's, you know, life is meant to, you know, you gotta have fun. But some of the best, they're a fan of one team, and that's their last name. Number three, you gotta stop worrying about the uncontrollable. You gotta stop worrying about the uncontrollable. You gotta focus. Don, I love you to death. Don is one of my coaching clients. Say hello, Don. Right? We work on some stuff, and what I try to help her work on is just focusing on the things that she can control. Some of our minds, guys, play tricks on us all the time. All the time. You gotta start worrying about focusing on only the controllables. Matter of fact, do me a favor real fast. Write down the word, worry about the controllables or control the controllables. And as a little side note, I'm going to give you some of the things that you can control. Fair enough? Number one, write down the time you wake up. Look, 90% of you hate that I bring that up all the time. But it's the key. It's the key. If you can learn to control the time you wake up on a daily basis, I'm telling you, it's like breathing freaking fire into your life. Because it's you showing the universe, it's you showing the world, it's you showing God that you're serious and that you are in control. You can control the time that you wake up. Number two, you can control what goes in your body. You can control that. If you bring out, like last night, geez Louise, if you bring out a basket of bread, sometimes I feel like I'm not in control. It feels that way, but I really am in control. I can control that if I choose to. You know? Number three, You can control what you listen to. What you listen to. Some of the people that are closest to me know that I'm a big believer in listening to audiobooks, right? So I believe every single one of you, you can control, honestly, I should own stock in Amazon. You should go to audible.com, go spend $14 a month. Seriously, today, I don't make a penny from this, and go get yourself on that program. You'll get 3 free books the first time that you sign up, and then you can start listening to a book a month. I don't know how to live my life without this stuff. Like, it's fundamental. If you're in this room, you should have an Audible account. You really should. Because if you're in this room, you want to grow. You can control that. Number 4, you can control who you spend time with. You can control who you spend time with. And you can control who you let influence you. You can control that. This is important, guys. It's important because the people around us have a massive, massive impact on us. Massive impact on us. You know, I'm blessed that my mom never once, because I know some of us have parents, by the way, they do this out of love because they don't want us to feel pain. But when we talk about going out and opening a business instead of having a job, what do? I know, mijo. No. That is, you got to understand where that's coming from. It's coming out of love. It's coming from love. Like, they genuinely want the best for us. They just don't know that side. They don't know entrepreneurship. They don't understand it. So it's fear-based thinking. Does this make sense? Well, for some of us guys, we have, look, I don't know how to say it. We have spouses. We have mothers. We have fathers. We have aunts. We have uncles. We have people around us that feed us negativity. And you got to learn to just say, I can't be a part of that. You can control that. You can do that respectfully. If you've listened or read to my book, or if you've heard any of my podcasts, one of the things that I did when I was 18 years old, guys, 18 years old, I drew a line down a piece of paper. I wrote on the left side good, on the right side bad, and I determined who are the people who have a good influence in my life. There were like 2 names. Who were the people who had a bad influence on my life? It was everybody else. Eddie's my best friend. He's my best friend. But he'll tell you, there was a part of his life where he was kind of a bad influence. Kind of like a really horrible influence. And I remember, because Anthony's my little brother. Anthony loves Eddie. Eddie gave Anthony his first job. Like, we go way, way back. But I remember I had to kind of like cut Eddie. I had to distance myself for a little bit. Because I knew he was on that bad list, right? And I remember Anthony would even tell me, right? By the way, Anthony's about to come out on stage in about 5 minutes and bless your lives. You guys got to, I can't wait. But I remember that Anthony would tell me, hey man, but it's Eddie. It's Eddie. Like, you can't be like that with him. Like, he loves you. You guys love each other. And I go, yeah, money, but like right now, I need to distance myself, right? Yes or no? Yeah. And you know what? I know he respects me for that. But that's the level of commitment you have to your personal development, people. You got to respect and love yourself enough to cut the people that don't belong in your life. You have to. Because if not, they're costing you money. They're costing you freedom. They're costing you time. They're costing you your true potential. And I know it's hard. Trust me, I know it's hard. But with some things, guys, you got to get stone cold about them. Stone cold about them. All right? I'm going to bring up Anthony in a second because he's going to share a story with you about how he went through his own self-image transformation. And I really believe that it's going to bless you tremendously. But before he comes up, I want you to write down the words growth work. Growth work. This is some work for you to go through really, really quickly here. Okay? Number 1, how much of the pie, this is not what I want. No. Lauren, this is the wrong one. Okay, forget this. I'm going to walk you through it. How much of the pie are you currently not getting in the following areas? Like, I want you to specifically write down, what are you missing in each of the following areas. Number one, fitness and health. I got real clear about a year ago. Dude, you're eating too much pie. You got to lose like 20 pounds. And believe it or not, Danny, you can control that. I know it's been tough. I know your whole life you've believed that you're big boned and that all Hispanics are fat and blah, 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 blah. But Claudia hates me talking like that, by the way. This is where we disagree. I'll just flat out say, babe, I'm fat. Why do you say that? That's so hateful. Well, fuck, I'm fucking fat. I don't think it's hate. Unless that's muscle that's deformed or something. It's fucking fat. So what are you missing right now in the area of fitness and health? You know what it is already. You know what it is. Just write it down real fast. Write it down real fast. Real fast. Number two, income and wealth. How much a year more should you be earning? And I want specifically from now to the end of the year. Forget about like future, David. Forget about like 10 years from now. Now till the end of the year. If you're on track to make 200 and you know you should be pushing for 300, you're off by about 100K. Make sense? Write that number down. Number three, lifestyle. Lifestyle. What's missing in your lifestyle? Like, I didn't even know that you could fly to New York, not only in first class, but that American Airlines has the first class with the freaking seats where you could lay down. Oh my God, that changes things. I hate turbulence. Who hates turbulence? I hate it. You feel everything when you're sitting up like this. You feel everything. When you're laying down, I got this little mask on my face. I'm just hanging out. They bring me a little wet towel. Just hanging out. Life is good. I don't feel anything when I'm laying down like that. Changes things. What are you missing in your lifestyle? Seriously, some of you need to upgrade some things. Seriously, some of you literally need to stop looking through the eyes of conformity and start looking through the eyes of abundance and start answering these questions. How much of the pie are you missing in the following areas? Next slide, which this is all jacked up. Ah, that's what it is. Okay, no problem. Number two, where or who have you been freely giving away your energy to that doesn't deserve it? Give me specific stone cold answers right now. Don't baby, don't hide, be specific, write it down. Where or who have you been freely giving your energy away to that doesn't deserve it? You know, the example of the cell phone, oh my God, that was me, write that down. You know, the example of the files, oh my God, that was me, write it down. Specific, two or three things, write them down. This is for you. Dawn, start writing. Number three, what action steps will you take from this point forward when these situations occur? When you normally give your energy away, when a client calls, the file's going bad, you know what you feel like, you know who you are in that moment, you know the way that you think, right? When someone around you, when you say, man, I'm gonna accomplish this goal, and they go, oh, no seas loco, you know what you do? You back down, you stay quiet, you don't really wanna talk anymore. You know how you show up. How will you show up from now on when that happens? What action steps will you take from this point forward when these situations occur again?